in just a moment, and I think Spud's got the details, haven't you, mate?
Yeah.
Who's there on the phone at the moment? Louise and Marlene. Do they want to go live or not?
Yeah.
They do want to go live. Well, after we've took that live caller, then we'll sort this setup out, shan't we? Right, hello, who's calling Freedom?
It's Louise and Marlene.
Hello.
We just rang up about 15 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Don't you remember us?
No.
Thank you.
I do, really. Yeah, of course I do.
Having a party.
Pardon? You're having a party?
Yeah. Can we just say hello to Mel and Kim?
Hello to Mel and Kim, yeah.
And can we have a record question, please?
What record would you like?
What record have you got? Because when we asked before, you never had them.
Go on, then.
What one have you got?
What record have I got?
I want a good one.
You want a good one? What sort? A dancey one?
Yeah.
How about the one that's coming up next?
What is it?
The Love Decade.
Hold on, here's Marlene.
Oh, what do you mean, hello? Hold on, here's Marlene? Hello, Marlene.
Hello.
Yeah. I can hear a beast barking in the background.
What?
I can hear a beast barking.
I can't hear
you. Oh, you're doing me buns, woman.
No, that's my dog.
It's your dog. What's your dog's name?
Trixie.
Trixie.
Yeah.
Nice one. Anyway, carry on. I was just interested. Go on.
Right, you say Maka heard Kim say she loves Brendan.
Mm-hmm.
You got it?
Yeah, I've got that. Okay, you've just said it live on air anyway. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, then.
Okay.
Ta-ra a bit.
Hello.
Oh, God. Get rid of them. Come on, we're doing this setup, aren't we?
Sorry?
Are we going to do this setup?
Yes, we are.
We are. Come on, then. Get rid of them.
It's for Tammy. Hang on.
Hold on.
Back in
get
minutes.
Rid of them.
Yeah, okay.
Let's see. Let's have a look, and I'll tell you what I'm going to do, and I'll see what... Right, let's have a look at this. Right, have I got a phone, Tammy?
Yeah.
I've got to phone Tammy.
Over live.
On live. And what have I got to do exactly?
The poll tax
is for the poll tax. And apparently, Tammy owns an horse. And what I've got to do is phone up and say I'm from the poll tax office and tell her that she should be paying £30 a month poll tax for her horse. And if she doesn't, there's going to be trouble. And I think that's a pretty... Shall I do that? Who's that? You've got... Oh, no, not another life. Go on, then.
Hang on a second.
Hurry up. Put him down. Get them on. Hello.
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 Can I say hello to Lindsay?
Can you say hello to Lindsay? You can, mate.
Yeah.
Ta-ra. Right, that's got rid of him. Kill him. Get rid of the phone. Get rid of him. You've got to... Hold on, let's get this sorted. All right, then. But an 021? Oh, I can't read the number out live. Hold on, you read it, if you can make it out.
Hello,
can I speak to Tammy, please?
Who's Tammy?
Tammy.
He's not here.
He's not here?
No.
Tammy's not there?
No.
Okay, fair enough. Bye.
No.
Oh, that's a bit of a bond stewer, isn't it, that? Oh, that's a bit sad. My first one as well, and there's nobody in. It's a bit grim, isn't it? Never mind. I'll tell you what we could do. We could phone it up, and even though Tammy isn't there, we could talk to whoever is there, couldn't we? Go on, ring it again. Go on, let's have a go. I'm not giving in, it's my first one. I'm going to keep calling and doing their bouncing. You know the number?
Coming up. 475. What's that, 475?
Hold on a bit, Gav. Is that a 9 or a 4?
That's a 9.
Okay then. Hello, is Tammy there?
No, he's not.
He's not. I wonder if you could help me. Well, you probably could. I'm calling from the poll tax office.
Sorry?
I'm calling from the poll tax office.
Yeah.
And I understand that Tammy owns an horse.
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
I don't know. I don't know anything about him. He's only my brother.
He's only your brother?
Yeah.
Does he own an horse at all?
No.
Well, our records show he owns an horse.
Do you want to speak to his mother?
Yes, I would. I want to speak to his mother.
I'll go and get her.
Yes, if you could, please. It's rather important. Hello, who am I speaking to at the moment?
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
It's all right, you'll have to excuse me. I've got one of those intercom things, you know, and it's a pretty crackly line. Can you make me out?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, then, listen, I'm phoning for Tammy, I'm afraid.
Mm.
It concerns your community charge.
Pardon?
It concerns your community charge.
What community charge?
Poll tax.
Yes.
Yes. I understand that Tammy owns an horse.
That he what?
Owns an horse.
No, he doesn't.
What do you mean he doesn't?
He doesn't own a horse.
He doesn't?
No.
Well, our records show that he owns a horse.
You're joking.
I'm not joking. I've been looking. Hold on a bit. I'll just check it.
Have a look.
Yes, well, apparently, it says down here, well, for our information that we have received, is that he owns a horse. And what it is, basically, is that he's going to have to pay £30 a month community charge for this horse.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, pull the other one.
What do you mean, pull the other one?
Of course he doesn't own a horse.
He does own a horse. Listen, woman, I've got it down here on my records that he owns an horse.
Oh, well, that's very nice. Awesome.
I do think he owns an horse, and you know what? I think you're lying to me. Are you lying to me?
You've got a damn cheek. Who the devil do you think you're speaking to?
Who the devil do I think I'm speaking to? I'm speaking to you, woman. It says on our records, it says on our records that he owns an horse, and the poll tax is £30 a month on it, extra.
Oh, I'd like to know where you get information from.
Would you really?
Well, my son, will you let me talk now?
Oh, okay.
He's 22 years old.
Yeah.
He works for a bookmaker.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
And he earns about £120 a week.
Yeah.
He doesn't own a car. Where the hell do you think he can own a horse?
I don't know, actually, but I know that our records show he owns a horse.
Oh, yeah.
Well, listen. If I leave a number, could you possibly get him to contact us back when he does get back and we'll sort it out?
Well, I don't know when he's coming back. He'll be back late.
Well, can we leave a number with you anyway?
What a load of rubbish.
Can I leave the number with you all the same?
Yeah, okay.
0384... 0384 637
637
957. Okay?
I'll read it back.
Alright then, and if not, could you ask him to call into his local poll tax office as soon as possible to get it sorted out?
384 637
957. Okay?
That's not a Birmingham number.
I know it's not a Birmingham number. It doesn't have to be a Birmingham number. Can you just ask him to call into the local office as soon as possible, please? Is that possible?
Yeah.
Okay then. Thank you. All right. Bye. Oh, I don't know. Did that go well or not?
Yeah.
It did, didn't it? I got her wound up quite a bit, didn't I? So, I don't know if she'll phone back after, but if she does, we're going to get some earache, aren't we? Never mind. Woman was lying to me. He doesn't own an horse. Or the person who's phoned up was lying to me. One of the two. Making Logan look a fool. It's not what I need. Anyway, on with the music. Oh, dear. What is going on? 0384-637-957 is the number. It's Freedom FM on a Tuesday afternoon, and it's Logan till 6 o'clock, and it's 5:36. And I know you're just gonna love this one. It comes from the Love Decade, and taking a few samples from Matt, Tongue in Cheeks Why, and Tomorrow. This is it a dream or reality? 0384-637-957. Come on. UK. Quite an Italo feel to that record, and absolutely love it a bit at the moment. And I'm telling you, it's going to be massive in the clubs, and it comes from the Love Decade. And is it a dream or reality? And on tonight, the phone keeps ringing for all these setups. Well, first one didn't go too well, did it? Never mind. When people phone ring up for these setups, can you please give the right information? Oh, I don't know. Making Logan look a fool. Didn't know where to put myself, did I? 03846379957 is the number. It's 20 to 6. And that means 20 more minutes left of Logan tonight. And 20 more minutes of damn good music. And we thought I was so rudely interrupted. It's going to be an absolute storm on the club floors this year. Should I say, from the Love Decade. And is this a dream or reality? Just been joined in the studio by MC Tripper. And he looks an arty man. Have you had your feed, mate? No, I thought as much. And don't forget, if you'd like a call, 03-4-6-3-7-9-5-7 is the number. And we're having a good time up here this afternoon. And please, no more setups. Oh, no, no, no. Maybe another day, okay?
Freedom 102 FM.
Okay, a massive hit in the clubs all over the UK way back in 1987 from a band by the name of Freeze. And that is, of course, I Owe You. Currently 5:46 on 102 FM and 14 minutes left to Logan, and then he's handing you over to Dave James. And God knows what the guy will be playing tonight, but no doubt he'll be good anyway. Got to say hi to Sam in Tipton, and she wants any rave, so I'll play the next record for you, all right? In the meantime, 0384637957 is the number. It'll get you through to us up here at Freedom. So come on, get busy on the phones right away. Have a little chat with Logan on the airwaves. Anything at all like that? If you're currently an housewife at the moment and you're cooking the tea, come on, sod it off. Sit yourself down, have a fag, and just get well into the music. Hey, let's get rid of that. That was Freezing I Owe You. What's up, mate? In a bit. I don't know about it, actually, because she knows my voice too well. That woman does, because I speak to her all the while on the phone. Who doesn't, actually? Everybody does, don't they?
Not just that,
no,
but she'll
recognise
what it is.
Yeah.
Because of the
light pole. Yeah, that's it. Apparently she'll have the radio on, so she'll know what's going on. No doubt it was a Baxter idea, wasn't it? No doubt it was. Anyway, on with the music, loads. Right, hello, who's calling Freedom?
It's Eddie.
Hello, Eddie. Alright, mate, what can I do for you?
Have you got any good songs?
What do you mean, have I got any good songs?
Any good songs?
What like?
I don't know anything.
What like?
Good.
Talking, what? You want a good record, do you?
A really good one.
A really good one?
Yeah.
So what like? Name one.
What you got?
No, I'm not telling you what I've got. If you want a good record, what do you class as a good record?
Some good rave.
Some good rave?
Yeah.
I'll tell you something, right, I've got loads of rave down by the side of me here. Loads of it. Pick one. Think of a good rave tune.
What you got then?
Think of a good rave tune. Come on, if you like rave, you should know your rave, so think of one.
I don't know my rave, I've only just started listening to it.
You've only just started listening to it?
Yeah.
That's your tough luck, isn't it?
Yeah.
It is. Come on, think of a record then, brainy. Know it all.
Put some good rave on.
Some good rave. Look at you, you don't know what you're on about, bloke. To you, rave is flipping KLF, isn't it?
Like, huh? Just put some rave on.
What do you mean, rave? KLF is what you class as rave, isn't it?
I know
as well.
Put
24/7
on.
24. Oh, no. You class 24/7 as rave, do you? Look at you.
Oh,
get rid of him. He's doing me bonds. Flipping KLF as rave. 24/7. Oh, I don't know. Get lost. Anyway, on with the music. And if you like some good rave, here's one for you. Not picking 24/7. Cubic 22 and of course Night in Motion. 0384637957. I don't know, I thought Technotronic was being bad as classed as rave in Rowley. But 24/7 just beats it by the boot. 0384637957, once again the number. Give us a call right now. We'll be right back. blowing through here. It looks like a scene out of Poltergeist or something. Look at the curtains and all that stuff. I'm going to be blowing all over the place. What's going on? 0384637957. Once again is the number. If you care to give us a call, then please do so right away. And I've got somebody looking at me in a funny fashion. What's up? DJ Aid wants a word with me. Live. I've got a nice one. Baby, baby, can you show me how to do it in the morning? Hello?
Hello,
mate.
It's DJ from Burton again.
Hello, mate. What can I do for you?
I've just heard somebody phoning up some rave.
You phoned up? Yeah, somebody's just phoned up for some rave, yeah.
Yes, yeah, so I'm taking your customer already.
Well, listen, mate, listen. I've sorted out a pretty good rave tune for the next track, okay? Well, I think he's pretty good myself. And I know Chris Baker likes it as well, and he's just walked in, and I'm sure he'll agree. What's that record like, Chris? Tell him that record is good.
It's a safe track.
So, actually, there's a bloke on here at the moment, right? And he's in a shed at the moment. He's calling from a shed. And he's starting a new radio station called Shed FM.
Tell him in Burton on Trent.
Yeah, that's the one. Yeah, that's the one, isn't it? It's you who doesn't know what you're on about.
Oh, I don't know what I'm on about.
Saying you've got four Technics decks and all this kind of stuff.
Yeah, you'll see.
I won't
you.
See. I don't want to see anything, mate,
what
at all. Pardon?
What
yeah, what model are they?
What model?
Mm.
SL1200.
How much do they cost you a piece?
Oh, I'd be telling.
No, it wouldn't. Come on, then tell me.
I can't. They fell off the back of a lorry.
They fell off the back of a lorry, my boot.
How big's your transmitter?
Yeah, what's your transmitter?
Eh?
What is your transmitter?
I can't tell you of this, can I?
What's wrong with telling us what it is?
Eh?
What it is?
I'm not telling you.
Tell me, bloke.
No, I can't tell you.
Look at you phone up and you start bragging about this radio station.
Right.
And you can't...
Yeah, that's right. We've got it in the shed because there's that many records, we've got to keep them in the garage.
You've got to keep them in the garage?
Yeah, we've got
so you've got the station in the shed. Well, listen, mate, unless this shed is at a very high point, you're not going to get very far, are you?
We're not going to get very far?
No.
Are you making that up?
Well, hold on then, if you know anything about radio stations, what are you going to do if it's in a shed?
Eh?
What are you going to do to get the power out if you're in a shed?
Well, I can't hear you.
I said, if you're running a radio station from a shed,
yeah.
Right, how do you expect to get out to all those listeners?
Oh, it's all sorted.
It's all sorted, is it?
Yeah.
What length's your dipole?
Eh?
What length's your dipole?
What?
What length is your dipole?
I can't hear you.
I said, what length is your dipole? Huh? Dipole.
Look,
you don't even know what a pigging dipole is, mate. Get off the line. You don't know what he's on about, flipping radio. You don't even know what a pigging dipole is. What's a bloke on about doing a stage break with a dipole? But we use a coat hanger. Those rave 4637957. And the bloke who rang up before and wanted some rave. And then he eventually said 24/7. Well, mate, you've got no idea what you're on about. And Chris Baker likes this one, and I like it as well. So I'm not going to talk all the way through it. Just listen to this.
Energy. Two after six. Yours truly, Dave James, with you till around about the hour of 8 o'clock, all right? Apparently, Needleby has grown a beard, so we'll get rid of that and we'll bring in this, all right?